This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
For some reason, Steve...
I know, you would think...
This makes no sense.
Right?
A contract has gone viral between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a marriage contract. These guys hooked up on Tinder, right?
Yeah, barely. Yeah.
Did you see the other story about Tinder? I don't know if it's true.
What?
The dude who put his girlfriend's picture up on Tinder.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
So other people can swipe on her and see, let him know if she's hot or not.
He put her picture up on Tinder and there was like how many?
Yeah.
It was a ton.
Yeah, like that.
In like an hour, too.
In 1 hour, she had that, like so many. So he just did it to like... It's kind of gross, but
affirm
he did it
that
to
he's
yes,
able to nail a hot.
That he's out of his league.
Yeah.
And to appreciate her.
That too.
Did he put his own picture on, though, and compare her results?
No. He should.
Did she know, though? She didn't know.
That's what I think is gross about it.
He did it behind
like,
her back?
You'd be mad if I put your picture on Tinder. You know, we almost did that to you one time.
Yeah, I don't want
to
be on.
Remember that? A long time ago.
What was I doing?
You were just in a super single phase of your... Well, you're always in a super single
That's
phase.
Right,
but it was one of our old producers, and she was like, let's put him on Match and eHarm. Like, we were going to put you on every... And just have this revolving door of women showing up.
Yes, but then
it was like, I thought you'd be mad. You don't want us to pick. Would you be okay with that?
Kind of, yeah. Whatever you thought.
I can tell you, I could pick the right girl for you.
You should.
You know how, like, I know your type.
You should be able to, maybe.
I would get pretty close. I would think you guys could pick somebody for me. Like, if you know.
Yeah.
It's from the factory. Light hair.
Yeah.
Light eyes. Whatever it is that I normally. But I mean, you, I don't want to describe it here, but I think I got it.
I think you could probably do pretty good after we've known each other.
Can we put Steve on Tinder tonight?
Well, I don't want to. That's, no.
I just, because you always wanted me to put me and my wife.
Yeah,
to see if we match.
Yes,
that's. Oh, I've thought about doing that too on one of those. More
like
so, like
E-Harmony.
More like a real one, not a Tinder one. But I'm too nervous because what if we don't? What if she matches with someone else?
Better.
What if she matches with Steve?
That's kind of hot.
Will you swipe it on my wife again?
They don't live that far apart from each other. Anyway, back to the other Tinder story. They have some sort of 17-page relationship contract.
She drew one up,
and you're into it.
You know why? Because now finally, a man doesn't have to guess. A man doesn't have to, like, read a mood. A man doesn't have to read an emotion. Bam! She's letting him know up front everything that is required to be with her.
Do you
want no more guesswork?
I'll go to the only female in the room right now because I'm only 17% estrogen this week. would you want this, Aaron?
Not after 2 weeks of dating.
That's all the longer they've been together?
Yeah.
I think it's presumptuous of her, but she's basically saying, look, we're getting in deeper in this relationship just to cut through all the gray area, make this thing black.
She's
and
creating
white.
Boundaries, which is really good
for her. And she's letting him know up front her needs and desires or her what she doesn't want.
But to me, I want to be with someone who does those things intuitively.
Okay.
Not because there's a 17-page agreement.
And you have to, according to the bylaw of the contract.
Like, he's supposed to do one romantic gesture every 2 weeks.
Now it's a have to instead of a want.
Right.
Exactly.
It's like when your girl gives you an ultimatum to get married. You'll never know if he genuinely wanted to marry you or he just didn't want to lose you because you threw down an ultimatum.
No, I didn't say I agree that I would sign something like this. I think he should run. But at least...
at least he's being honest.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, at least now it's in black and white, no more gray. Men don't have to try and figure it out.
I don't understand how it's 17 pages.
That's what I was going to say. It seems like way too much.
High maintenance. Or is she being high maintenance with her points? Just basic stuff. Be romantic.
I don't know. I mean, do you bonus if you do an extra romantic gesture? Is
what happens if I break the don't live up to the contract?
That's is it all her demands or does she have? Because what I read is like one romantic gesture. You had to work out 5 times a week alone. I don't know what that means. Like you don't want to. What?
He needs to get a gym membership.
Oh, so he's got to stay in shape?
Yeah.
But not with her in the...
Okay, on this point right there, let's all imagine a man dictating that to a woman. How well did that go over?
That's probably what I'm saying.
But how come she gets to?
Because she has a computer and 17 pages of... no silent treatment allowed. I think that's important.
Yeah.
See?
He has to pay for date nights.
I'm not crazy about that one.
Right.
They deal with conflict like business partners would. I like that.
I love that.
But I want to know what do I get back?
Right. That's a good point.
Because, I mean, we're all thinking it.
Yep.
He's got to write in relations, right?
100%.
Can you write in frequency? Like, I want it this way at this time.
I don't know about time, but I would say twice a week, like certain different, like Friday freak on. Nice. You know what I mean? You do something you haven't tried before.
Wow.
Every Friday.
Dang.
No? Right?
But that's what that's your want and a desire. Why can't you express that?
If that were in there, then I'd sign it.
It would have
to be, because she's putting in all the things. She's been burned in relationships.
Sure.
So then she's writing down all the things that she didn't like before.
Sure.
We've all been in relationships where once you get comfortable, you move in.
Yeah.
Relations frequency starts.
It does.
But we also started saying, well, we don't know that we want someone to be in a relationship just because they're being forced to.
Right.
Then when it comes to relations, we don't care.
No, I don't care. Relations or relations.
Doesn't matter.
Scheduling it, fake it till you feel it. It's... I'm good with it.
The motive is irrelevant. Let's just
for guys, don't you think?
And I notice a lot of hers are emotional things that she requires, and so I'm glad at least now it's written down so a guy firmly knows.
If you happen to be one of the females that knows the location of the Batcave of Steve's, why don't you stop by with a 17-page contract?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.